Generational Sunday, so all the children stay with us, but at this point in the service, if your child wants to come forward and sit on the steps and be a little closer to the action, they are welcome to come. If you could just sit on the steps here. Good morning. We just heard a story about a person who was really interested in learning from Jesus. And this person was then promised that they were very close to the Creator's good road. And I thought, what a great image, being close to the Creator's good road. I think that feels like being in good hands. Like maybe when you walk with a grown-up and you feel like you're in good hands when you're walking beside them as you go to school, or maybe you're walking to the store, or maybe you're walking to the ice cream shop, you feel like you're in good hands. Here's a picture of me with my grandpa Adachi. And I am in good hands in that picture. I'm probably 4 years old. Are any of you 4 years old? Yeah. So there's me with my grandpa. I'm going to pass that picture through the crowd so you get a view of my cuteness. I mean, my grandfather, who I was so in love with. And so my grandfather would walk with me when I was four there, but when I was five, he would walk with me to kindergarten. And I can remember just feeling so safe, him holding my hand, his big footsteps, they'd go like this. I don't know why, but they were just like really wide. And so when I was walking, I wanted to walk like him. I wanted to be like my grandpa. And so this seeker in this story wants to be closer to Jesus and learn more about Jesus and walk in Jesus' way. And so he asks Jesus what the most important thing to do in life is. And then we heard that in our story, the second story that Pam just read. Jesus responds and says, love the great spirit, God, with the strength of your arms, the thoughts of your mind, and the courage of your heart. Love the Lord your God with the strength of your arms, the thoughts of your mind, and the courage of your heart. And so I was thinking about what that might mean. How do we love God that way? How do we connect with God that way? And I thought about our Indigenous elder, Ann Magnuson. And Ann's here today. Ann, will you wave to us? Thank you, Ann, for being our Indigenous elder and teaching us the ways of reconciliation. You've been doing that for the past 8 to 10 years. And that is a gift to us. And sometimes when Anne is teaching us, she'll take, this is a bowl, a prayer bowl, but she'll take an abalone shell and she'll fill it with wild sage, and then she'll light a match, and then she'll wave an eagle feather over the bowl or the shell, and the fire dies down, and what does it turn into? Yeah, it turns into smoke. And that smoke then rises in the air of whatever room we're worshiping in, and it's like our prayers rising to Creator God. And maybe you children have been in a prayer circle like that. Sometimes it's called a smudge. Or maybe some of you adults or grown-ups have been in that. Raise your hand if you've been in a prayer circle like that a smudge. And so then when we pray, then maybe Gordon will hold this bowl and stand. And then when we pray, we take that smoke and we pull it over our head, or maybe we pull it over our arms, or maybe we pull it over our heart. And Anne sometimes says the word, Creator God, help my heart to be kind, or help my feet walk in your ways, or help my ears hear your good word. And so I was thinking, as we're talking about the strength of our arms, or the thoughts of our minds, or the, what's the third one? Starts with a C, courage of our hearts. Good. As we're thinking about the strength of our arms, the thoughts of our minds, the courage of our heart, why don't we do those actions and maybe do it like a prayer and say, Creator God, help me with the strength of my arms this week. We can all do that. I see that some of the grown-ups are doing it too. Creator God, help me with the thoughts of my mind this week. Creator God, help me with the courage of my heart this week. Maybe you can even do the hand-heart thing as you're touching your heart and send that out. And as we're praying, we're also then asking God to actually put that into action. Just like I wanted to be like my grandpa, we want to be like Jesus this week. We want to walk in his ways, and maybe the strength of our arms can do something good and kind to a friend or a family member or even a stranger this week. Maybe the thoughts of our minds that are filled with so much voices from around us that aren't happy and kind and gracious, the thoughts of our mind this week can be thinking about loving God, loving neighbor, and maybe the courage of our heart can be lived out in some creative, simple, small, or big ways this week. Maybe you can just, maybe if someone's near you this week, you can send them the courage of your heart, wherever they are, whether they're near you or whether they're afar. So, I thought a cool song to close this time with. It's in our hymnals, and it's 557, and you children don't have to get an hymnal, but it's called Pass It On. And this is a song that when I was 12-year-old, I used to sing it around a campfire with a guitar. But we're just going to sing it with our voices today. And there's this cool part. We're just going to sing the third verse. But there's this cool part in the third verse where I'm going to say, what am I going to say? Oh, I'll shout it from the mountaintop. And then we're going to shout, hey, world, I want the world to know. The Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. See, they're all like old enough to know this song too. So verse 3, if we can sing it together as our closing prayer for our sermon time here. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You on God, you can depend. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. Hey, world, I want my world to know. The Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. One more time that refrain. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. Hey, world! I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.